Hey everyone, welcome to Thriving Marriage with Mark
and Bethany.
This is our weekly discussion of marriage and family and the Christian life. And today, we want to talk about anger. Specifically, what to do when you're angry at your spouse. And I hate to say it, but it's not a question of if as much as it is a question of when. So when you're angry at your spouse, what do you do? How do you handle that? What is a wise way forward? What are some good principles and techniques? So Bethany, since I supply you with so many opportunities to practice this, why don't you hit us with some of your ideas or things that you've done to handle anger toward me?
Well, I try to yell and kick bunch, you know, just scream it out. No, I don't.
Do you try to do that, or does that just happen naturally?
No, that's what comes.
Yeah.
No, those are the things I'm trying to refrain from. I'm a passionate person. I feel my emotions greatly, as we've established.
And those around you feel your emotions
greatly. They do. I'm super easily readable. So you probably know when I'm angry, just by a glance.
For sure.
Every time. I can't hide it.
No doubt.
So yeah, so recently my last maybe angry moments have come all as a result of you having a back problem for months.
Come on now.
I know, and it's silly because it's not like something that you've tried to have happen. It's not something you want. It's not something you're happy about. It's just a circumstance. But I unfortunately there have been a few times where I've just been angry, mad, frustrated that you have a back issue and that you can't do just all the normal things you do.
Yeah, got to rest the back.
I mean, you can't change a diaper.
Got to lay on the couch. Can't change the diaper.
You can't lift up the kids. And then my favorite was when you came home from one of your doctor's appointments and you're like, I am sorry to say this, but he said that one of the worst things I could do is do the dishes. And I was like,
doctor's orders.
I was like, stop. Can't
do the dishes. So sorry.
It was like, this can't be true.
So you should have been immediately thankful for all the times that I did the dishes with bulging discs in my back. Can you just imagine my pain?
You're amazing. So thankful. But it's true. Like I've dealt with that anger, you know, and there's other times in life where the back thing is like, you're not in charge of that circumstance, but there have been times where maybe you've done something that has bothered me. Or you haven't done something that I wish you would, right? I can just think back after the years of marriage, and there's just been instances where I've been frustrated with you. I'm kind of in my own brain going back and forth, like, you know, you get that kind of grumbling anger in your mind that I'm trying to deal with.
Well, yeah, there's probably daily opportunities to one degree or another, mm-hmm. right, to be angry. And some days there's something that's really frustrating or aggravating, right. And you really have to battle that. Other days, there's maybe small things, you know, but I do think this is a regular temptation for couples.
Totally.
And so I want to identify some principles, some biblical principles, some wisdom principles for navigating this when we face this.
Yeah, I think maybe the number one thing I do is look at my emotional state. And I think for myself is I have to sometimes pause when I feel an angry, you know, flip my face get hot or my brain start to, get grumble about something. And I have to think, where am I at in my emotions right now? Is this that I'm already at the end of the day and I'm kind of in general, you know, like bugged with things? Did the kids just do something that was really frustrating and so I'm coming off the heels of that? Is it just, am I exhausted? Is it the morning, you know, because I'm not a fan of the morning? I don't know. I just want to look at where I'm at emotionally and where my feelings are and deal with those honestly. Like sometimes I'm just mad because I'm emotionally out of whack. I'm just allowing myself to respond, respond really passionately about something, or I'm already in the zone of being frustrated, upset, or overworked, or whatever. And so some small thing you do, some small little word, and it's just like, because I'm already there. And that sometimes, just looking at that and being like, okay, Bethany, you're being emotional, you're responding with your feelings, you're easily being irked right now. The irkiness is coming out. Mm-hmm. Like, just take it back. Take a deep breath. Like, let's get back to, where do I need to be emotionally right here to handle this?
Yeah, that's really good. one of the things that I do, actually the main thing that I do, I think kind of plays off of this.
Uh-huh.
I'm not necessarily evaluating my emotional state, but when I'm angry at you, which happens all the time. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I will write down in a note or an email to myself or something like that. I'll just write down something that I want to say to you to address what I'm angry about. Mm. And then I won't necessarily say it right then, but yes. I'll go and I'll look at that email or look at that note the next day. And 9 times out of 10, I just delete it because it's not worth saying.
Hmm.
It was something that I was mad about that once I got some perspective and my head cleared a little bit,
totally.
I was able to see it as just something to overlook and move on from.
Yeah.
And so that has been a tactic for me that has helped me to wisely respond and not respond in my anger to you, but to deal with the anger or let it subside a little bit before I say anything.
Yeah, now I will know when you're on your phone. Be like, are you emailing yourself? I'm going to ask you.
Really important work emails, okay?
Really? You're just ferociously typing away, and she did this. And I,
totally.
Oh, no. I know the secret now.
Well, and the passage that is always referred to when it comes to, you know, dealing with anger in your marriage is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. It says, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And of course, this passage is not being written to married couples to provide them with marriage counseling per se. This is written to the church in Ephesus, encouraging people to live the new Christian life. And that includes not being angry to the extent of sin toward each other, and to have a pattern that where they deal with sin before it escalates or too much time goes by. And so, you know, I don't think that this literally means you need to confess and have a conversation before the sun sets, but rather there's a timestamp on it where I want to deal with this before too much time passes by.
Yeah. I mean, I can actually think back to, if I'm being real honest here, being in bed at times and having you sleeping away, actually, like heavy snoring, not snoring, breathing, deep breathing going on, and me crying next to you.
That's terrible.
I know, it is. Well, and I can't say it's happened a lot, but over the years of marriage, there have been certain times where either I've been upset or frustrated, and you have no idea, and I'm upset. And I'm like kind of softly sobbing next to you, which is...
That's so sad.
Which is so sad. But basically what I end up doing there, and which I think is the first step, is dealing with it with the Lord. Like I'll sit up. I don't need to wake you up. I don't need to talk to you about it. Usually these things are so small and I should have been able to just get past them. But for whatever reason, I'm worked up about it. And I just end up sitting up, reading the Bible and praying and getting my heart right with the Lord, like talking to him about it, kind of confessing what I'm thinking, feeling, and just getting it out there. And honestly, by the end of that time, I can lay down and go back to bed. I don't have to wake you up. I don't have to talk, you know, for 20 or 30 minutes about this tiny little thing. And I think that that's maybe some of the best ways to handle your anger is go to the Lord, talk to him, bring it to him. Before you, as you're saying, even bring it up to the person.
Yeah. Well, and that really is step one, is if you're angry to the point of it being sinful, then you need to confess that to the Lord.
Right.
And seek God's forgiveness. And then it also could be the case that you need to seek forgiveness from your spouse. If you're angry at them, you should have a conversation where you confess that to them. Hey, I was angry at you. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? And, you know, that is a conversation that needs to happen. And unfortunately, when we're angry, it's really hard to confess our anger and be done with
like
our
anger.
It's like
the last thing we want to do.
And in fact, when we start talking, I'm sure a lot of couples can resonate with this, but when we start talking about what we're mad about, then we're not only mad about the instance that made us mad, but we're mad about the way we're talking about it and the way you're responding and the way... We're now arguing about the argument, not the thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stuff so, just gets piled on.
And so it really is a tricky thing to deal with.
Yeah. Totally. Can I move to another thing that I do?
you have multiple tools in your arsenal here?
Oh, it's not like I'm even that mad at you a lot.
How much have you thought about this?
Okay, it's just because it's one of my favorite verses, and it's worth saying.
Okay.
Proverbs 19:11, it says, "Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense."
That's a great verse. I use that all the time in counseling, and we've actually done a whole episode on that very verse.
I know, but if I'm mad at you, I try to ask myself, is this something I can overlook? Does this need to be dealt with? Do I have to bring it up? And I think oftentimes I don't. It's more me. I need to deal with me, and I need to deal with my response, or I need to just get over it, move on. And something that helps me do that is I think about who you are. Mark Kelly, I think about the ways you love me, the words you've said to me, the ways you've served me. Like, if there's something you said that's bugged me, I need to look back to your lifetime of love towards me that can gloss over some little thing that maybe rubbed me the wrong way. Because often it's some little thing done or said or left undone that's bothered me. And it's like, okay, well, he loves me. He works hard for me. He serves me. He talks to me. He encourages me. I mean, I can just go on and on. And after I think that through, it's like usually the thing that was making me mad, I'm like, I'm done with it. Move on.
Mm, that's great. That's really good.
I know.
Let's just end with that.
But I might have more.
Hit me. Hit me with more.
Okay.
Come on.
And it kind of already said it, but I think one more thing that I do is I
don't act like you just have one more thing. You have got like six more things over there, don't you?
You can't see them, but
this is not scripted,
down.
By the way.
He hasn't heard this. I don't speak. I don't say a lot of words.
Okay.
And I think you alluded to that.
Yeah.
You send the email, but that's something else I do. Rather than...
And send it the email. You got to be careful you don't send it to the wrong person. But
like if I got the email, yeah. That... I'd really be angry.
Really passive aggressive there.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think something like there was an instance. Sorry that there's another instance. But you left the hose on in the backyard, watering
jerk,
the trees.
Total jerk move.
It was totally
an
accident.
Can't believe they did that.
You didn't mean to. But like I'm thinking, oh, the money, the water. It's like marshy. It was like hours, you know.
I left the hose on for a long time.
6 hours.
No. It was not 6 hours.
It felt like 6 hours.
But I was definitely gone when you found out. I think I was at the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you might have been, which was really nice.
Serving our family, you know.
Badoom. Okay, so I'm mad in response to something that you did, and I had a lot of words come to my mind,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't say them because I was filtering them through the lens of scripture and what God would be pleased with me saying and trying to say, that is not going to be a helpful thing in response to this situation. So I would just refrain from saying unnecessarily harmful or even I'm going to give him tips about how he shouldn't do this next time. Well, you knew. You weren't trying to leave it on. You know, I was going to say next time you should set an alarm. And I mean, I've got these things like in my mind thinking like, rah, 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 rah. And it's like none of those are going to be helpful.
Yeah.
You already feel bad.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
And those things probably would have made me mad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you would have provoked me to anger. Or I would have been tempted to be angry at that point. But that brings up a really helpful thing from my perspective, and this works both ways. Just another principle is to not, like when you can visibly see or you just know that your spouse is upset, because I knew in that instance that you were upset, and you weren't saying words. So you were practicing what you were just telling me, right? What I should refrain from doing is like prodding, like what are you thinking right now? What are you mad about?
Yeah.
Because, and now I'm like trying to draw out the words that you are trying to suppress.
Right.
And I mean, there's genuine curiosity and it can be frustrating for me that you're mad. Like, sorry, I left the hose on. Who cares? It was an accident, whatever.
Right.
Like, why are you mad about this? Yeah. And I can really press you about that. And then I can provoke you to anger, to give in to the very thing that you're trying to suppress.
Yeah, and that can be hard, though. Sometimes I see the wheels turning in your brain, and I think you're bugged. And I really do want to know, are you mad at me? It's like, why? What are you mad about? What did I do? You know, you just want to, like, push and push and push a little bit to find out. And that's probably unwise, as you're saying. That's not going to be helpful. You're trying to work through it on your own here. You don't need me adding in, giving you more fuel to the fire.
Well, really. That gets into like guessing people's motivations and like, you know, imagining, dreaming up what they're thinking or feeling or what they're mad about and potentially creating a whole scenario that's not even real.
Right.
And so we just need to be disciplined in our thinking about our spouse and give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
Don't sit there and, you know, fantasize about that, all the things that they're thinking about or frustrated about.
Right.
Just
the what if.
Listen to the words that they're saying and believe them and go from there.
Yeah. I think we have said this or maybe not, but pray.
Definitely. We have either said it or not.
I can remember. Okay, well, I'm going to say it
100%.
Then, is to pray. And I think we were talking about
we've
being
never said that.
Quiet. No, in this episode. Don't make me mad. but I think it's to pray. I mean, not only we've talked about this, how we're refraining from saying things, we're taking time away, we're thinking through our words, but I am having a running conversation with God here, asking his help to get me back onto the right path. If I'm mentally going down an upset path, I'm frustrated, you know, I'm praying and saying, God, help me through this. I mean, that's been said, but I just want to highlight it because the Spirit working in our lives is the thing that gets me back on task and not being angry and just yelling or getting frustrated or walking out the door or something. And so you got to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, give me the ability to deal with my anger rightly here and to love him well and to move past this and to not have this be an issue.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many things. Like, I'm just trying to think about how do we wrap this up and put a bow on this because I'm thinking about forgiveness and patience and then talking to friends and getting help and accountability. And, and there's so many other aspects to this. Maybe we need to draw some of those out more in a future episode or something. But for now, I think what we should do is just end with a question that couples can talk about. Because, I mean, communication, obviously, is fundamental to the things that we're talking about here. You've just got to be able to get to the place where you can communicate and work through an issue with your spouse.
Yeah.
And deal with your anger, confess it if you need to.
Right.
And forgive each other and move on.
Right.
And love each other.
Exactly.
And you just got to get through these kinds of things in your marriage. So, what's a good question? Wait, do you have more on your list?
No, okay. I'm done. Okay. I'm done. I think that's it.
What's a good question? How about how about?
Yeah, hit me. Hit me with a question.
Hang on. It was there and then it was gone.
There'd be so many.
It was there and then it was gone. So what? What? Let me just say it. And then I'll clean it up. What are the ways that you what are the ways? What are the ways you deal with this poorly? Like, what are the ways that you?
How do you personally? How do you? you person.
Yep.
How do you deal with your anger in a bad way? Ungodly
That's
way.
That's what I'm getting at.
What are your ungodly responses to anger in your marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. What are your ungodly responses to anger in your marriage? Can you identify the ways that you go about dealing with your anger inappropriately?
Yeah.
And just have a conversation with that, about that with your spouse. And really identify some of the ways that you can improve dealing
with
anger.
Set some new goals on how to deal well with your anger. Yeah.
Basically, just talk about the episode, okay?
That is our question.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you again next time.
See ya.